does absolutely nothing for the public, because it's based on a failure to understand what actually happens in public hospitals. I mean, I was clinical director before I retired, and I actually looked at the figures for private patients in the hospital, and something like 8% of the private patients in the hospital were admitted as planned cases. The other 92% were emergencies. So the potential benefit by eliminating private care from a public hospital is minimal. But what people also forget is that the hospitals generate income from private patients, which now the government are going to have to replace. I mean, in my day, it was between 8 and 12% of the hospital's budget came from private patients, which meant that if the hospital got a budget of 100 million, the government only gave them 88 or 90, and they expected the other 10 to come from private insurers.
And what do you think would be a better way of doing it?
I don't think it matters if private patients are treated in public hospitals these days, because there are so many private hospitals. Effectively, when I came to Letterkenny, there was maybe half a dozen private hospitals in the country. There's about 15 or 20 now, and they are massive institutions with massive numbers of staff. Unfortunately, it's staff which were trained in the public sector, but there is no real need in the majority of cases for a private patient to be treated in a public hospital. The majority of private patients who receive treatment in public hospitals do so as emergencies. And they are still going to be treated, but now the insurance companies won't have to pay for them. And that's what they've been advocating for years.
And it makes you wonder then what you're paying these big premiums for.
Well, it's to be treated in private hospitals. And funnily enough, the premiums seem to be going up and up and up. Yet as a result of Sláinte Care, the actual expenditure of the insurance companies will probably drop to a significant degree, but I guarantee you the price of medical insurance will still go up again this year.
It would make you wonder, wouldn't you, how the system works and how it's allowed to work as it does, just in terms of, you know, the value for money and return of services, etc.
It's a twofold problem. I mean, Mary Harney started the NTPF, and she was the one who gave out consultants about operating on or treating private patients in public hospitals. Yet by the same token, she was giving out to consultants for not billing quick enough to get the money into the public hospitals. I mean, the NTPF is the problem as far as I'm concerned. I mean, effectively, they have poured 2 billion euros into the private healthcare sector in the last 15 or 16 years. And if that 2 billion had been spent on infrastructure in public hospitals, then there would be no need for patients to be treated in private hospitals by the NTPF. And that's the mistake. Unfortunately, politicians want an instant fix because it's what looks good as a soundbite in the media. And the problem is that with something like healthcare, as we've seen with the Children's Hospital, you don't have a quick fix. It takes years to develop infrastructure. But if you don't develop infrastructure, then you have the same problem, which is ongoing forever.
In terms of where people work, it must be very attractive to work in a private hospital if you're a skilled person like you are, versus the grind of a public hospital. And I obviously, again, come back to your old comments of twiddling your thumbs. It must be becoming increasingly attractive to work privately.
It is, but as a surgeon, working in the public sector, especially in trauma and things like that, is more challenging and it's more fulfilling. So most people, certainly in my line, orthopaedics or in surgery in general, would be more than happy to have a mix of both, because they get the extra challenge and the stimulation of the emergencies and get the satisfaction of being able to treat the planned elective cases. So a mixture of both works very well. A lot of people go into very specific areas of medicine, which means they specialise, which means that they're only doing the one thing. So someone, for instance, who operates on knees or feet or ankles or shoulders, they can get quite specialised. But a mixture of routine stuff and more demanding stuff helps your skill level and also is more satisfying.